From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting just days before President Donald Trump will address the UN General Assembly session. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley warned Sunday the Security Council has pretty much exhausted all measures it can take to rein in North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. The Council has voted unanimously twice in recent weeks to tighten economic sanctions on the North. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson on the CBS program Face the Nation urged China to use its leverage to bring Pyongyang to the negotiating table.
The president's been very clear that he views this threat of North Korea as ever-growing. And as we've watched each missile test and each nuclear test, their program is advancing. It's advancing technologically and it's advancing in its capabilities. We've said from the beginning, we don't have a lot of time left. So we need China's assistance to bring them to the table.
President Trump addresses the UN for the first time Tuesday, will confer with his South Korean counterpart and Japan's prime minister Thursday. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster warned on the Fox News Sunday broadcast that time is running out on diplomacy.
This regime is so close now to threatening the United States and others with a nuclear weapon that we really have to move with a great deal of urgency on sanctions, on diplomacy, and on preparing, if necessary, a military option.
He spoke after the North launched another missile over Japan into the Pacific Ocean on Thursday. Tens of thousands of ethnic Oromo Ethiopians have been displaced in border clashes with ethnic Somalis, with reports indicating that dozens have been killed in the past week. The region has seen sporadic ethnic violence for decades. On Sunday, Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn deployed the army in a bid to quell the violence. This is VOA News.